Welcome to Narratives. The connecting thread in this book is a beautiful painting. First, we hear Dominic read a description of this work and its provenance, and then we hear from the character who is the contemporary owner of the work, who has discovered it was removed and a fake substituted without his knowing.
At the edge of a wood, 1636, oil on canvas, 30 inches by 24 inches, Sarah DeVos, Dutch, 1607 to 16XX. A winter scene at twilight. The girl stands in the foreground against a silver birch, a pale hand pressed to its bark, staring out at the skaters on the frozen river. There are half a dozen of them bundled against the cold, flecks of brown and yellow cloth floating above the ice. A brindled dog trots beside a boy as he arcs into a wide turn. One mitten in the air, he's beckoning to the girl, to us. Up along the riverbank, a village is drowsy with smoke and firelight, flush against the bell of the pewter sky. A single cataract of daylight at the horizon, a meadow dazzled beneath a rent in the clouds, then the revelation of her bare feet in the snow. A raven, quilled in violet and faintly iridescent, caws from a branch beside her. In one hand she holds a frayed black ribbon, twined between slender fingers and the hem of her dress, visible beneath a long gray shawl is torn. The girl's face is mostly in profile, her dark hair loose and tangled about her shoulders. Her eyes are fixed on some distant point, but is it dread or the strange halo of winter twilight that pins her in place? She seems unable or unwilling to reach the frozen riverbank. Her footprints lead back through the snow toward the wood, beyond the frame. Somehow she's walked into this scene from outside the painting, trudged onto the canvas from our world, not hers. Upper East Side, November 1957. The painting is stolen the same week the Russians put a dog into space, plucked from the wall right above the marital bed during a charity dinner for orphans. This is how Marty de Groot will tell the story in the years ahead, how he'll spin it for the partners at the law firm and quip it to comedic life at dinner parties and over drinks at the racquet club. We're dipping shrimp in cocktail sauce, working Rachel's best china out on the terrace, because it's mild for early November, you understand, while two thugs, middlemen, disguised as caterers, let's say, are swapping out the real painting with a meticulous fake. He'll be particularly proud of that last phrase, meticulous fake. He'll use it with friends and insurance agents and the private investigator because it sets up the rising action of the story, suggests that a prodigy or mastermind has been patiently plotting against him, just as the Russians have been conspiring all these years to colonize the stratosphere. The phrase will also help disguise the fact that Marty didn't notice the beautiful forgery for months. What he'll omit when he tells the story to most people is that At the Edge of a Wood has been in his family for more than three centuries, bequeathed to him on his father's deathbed.
You have been listening to Dominic Smith reading from his book, The Last Painting of Sarah DeVos. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.